Good morning and welcome, my friends. You are listening to Frankly Speaking Radio, the fastest 4 hours in talk radio, and tonight is no exception, due completely and totally to the brilliance of our guest. Welcome to all of you listening on shortwave at frequency 3.215. Welcome to all of you listening online at republicbroadcasting.org, or maybe you're listening at our website, franklyspeakingradio.com. Our phone number, if you have your questions, we'll be taking calls this hour with our guest, Corey Brackett, and our phone number is 800-313-9443. Corey's website is www.sweetremedy.tv, and of course, she's the filmmaker behind these incredible exposés about aspartame and artificial sweeteners, Sweet Misery, and the newly put out film, Sweet Remedy. Corey, welcome back.
Thanks, Frank. I think you need to give yourself quite a bit of the credit for...
No. Nope. I have, you leave my low self-esteem where it is. Thank you very much. No, you're very kind, and I appreciate that. No, we were just discussing just a lot of these individual case stories that you're able to address in the course of making the films, and just so many stories, so many people, obviously, and obviously, there's no way you could go and interview with everyone. That you had to pick and choose, and it must have been difficult to be there and hear all these stories, even though you yourself went through it too. You know, so there's probably some sort of, I don't know, you know, you can sympathize with people probably better than somebody who's never gone through these things. But at the same time, it's also probably rehashing a lot of stuff for you.
Well, you know, it's heartbreaking, but it really is...
important?
Well, people need to hear about it, because then that's when they can be helped. And, you know, it, for me, it also, I ended up with most of these people being very, very dear friends with.
Oh, that's...
And feeling a connection with them, and it was a very gratifying, wonderful thing, because that's something that people in this situation don't often experience. There's a very common feeling of being alone.
Yeah.
And to meet somebody else who had been through the same thing that I had, it made me realize that, wow, there is a problem. There is... you know, a problem that needs addressing, and there are a lot of people out there who can be helped.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, I know that, you know, and I think I had mentioned this to you. I thought of you because somebody had, one of my uncles, I believe it was, had sent out an email saying, yeah, this aspartame stuff is really bad. And it was from some online post somewhere. I don't even know where he got it from, and it was good. It was a good post. But the thing that as this was making the rounds between all the family members, my first thought is, you know, you just found some post on the internet. It's accurate. I don't know where it came from. But when your own nephew tells you these things, you know, I get sort of pat Frank on the head because he's just a dumb kid. You know what I mean? It's it's a matter of trying to legitimize these things rather than being viewed a conspiracy theorist, which, of course, I get that all the time. But Corey, your films do that. They present the evidence indisputably, irrefutably, and you have such a massive amount of credible people who have documentation, all of these things. It's just amazing to see it all in there. And, you know, that's what I love about stuff like this, is I could just go to any of those family members, especially if I knew someone in my family who was addicted to diet soft drinks. I could just go ahead and plop the DVD down in front of them and say, here's everything you need to know. Shut up and watch this. And it would change. It would change their lives. So you've done that. You've presented the truth in such a way that it is going to do so much good for people. And you did that by going through and talking to all these people, both those who've been affected and those who are trying to sound the warnings. Hang on a second, folks. Another quick break. Back in 3 minutes with filmmaker Corey Brackett.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." Fellow Americans, we are living in this time of Earth's history. People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the mark of the beast and the the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs for your information. It discusses America in Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. These materials document the global leaders, political and religious working behind the scenes, and their plans for us. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 1-888-211-1715. Again, 1-888-211-1715.
Wow, that coffee smells really good.
Hey, it's terrific, and it's healthy.
Healthy coffee. How does it taste?
Well, since healthy coffee blends are pre-brewed from organic Arabica beans, they're delicious.
Gosh, I had no idea coffee could be healthy.
Yeah, this coffee boosts your immunity, has 165 antioxidants for all kinds of health benefits. Plus, it gives you energy without a lot of caffeine. And since you're a big coffee drinker, I thought, well, maybe you'd want to know about it.
It sounds great, but how much does it cost?
Well, not much at all, really. A whole lot less than we've been paying for ordinary coffee at the coffee shop.
Wow, I'd love to try it, and I bet everyone at the office would, too. Where do I get some?
Just call toll-free, 866-222-3017, or you can go to coffeeking.biz. Ask for a sample when you're there, or get set up as a preferred customer with a 25% discount. I did.
Okay, that's toll-free, 866-222-3017, or coffeeking.biz. I'll do it now. Thanks.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
Welcome back, folks. Glad you're here. You're listening to Frankly Speaking Radio. I am your host, Frank Whalen. We are all privileged and honored to have our guest with us here today. She is filmmaker behind Sweet Misery and Sweet Remedy, exposing aspartame for what it truly is, which is poison. Corey Brackett, welcome.
Hi, Frank. Thanks very much.
Thank you. I'm really enjoying our talk this evening, learning just as much from you now as I did watching the film. So I really appreciate that. I wonder if you might go through a list. You mentioned there were quite a few different things, and maybe it's just symptoms. For somebody out there listening, is there maybe saying, oh, I don't ingest any aspartame? They may have at some point, and maybe something could have triggered that or kicked into high gear as they maybe have other health issues that add to the complications. The point is once you start realizing that that these things need to be gotten out of your body and you can detox yourself, obviously, you might notice an incredible turnaround.
Mm-hmm. Well, there are numerous things. Many of them are very subtle, such as headaches. Migraines are number one, I think, in the list. There's memory issues, memory loss. Thinking in a fog is very, very common. Not being able to think clearly. Dizziness happens a lot. There are a lot of neurological issues like lupus, fibromyalgia, MS. It precipitates diabetes. There are several people that I talked with who had brain tumors who associate their aspartame usage with them. And actually, there was that Ramazzini Italian study that showed lymphomas, leukemias, and brain tumors at a higher incidence level in the rats that were fed aspartame rather than those that were not.
That's so amazing. Well, there you go, folks. If that sounds familiar, you might just need to see this film. In fact, you should anyway. And certainly, I just think of all the people in my family and people I've known who suffer from diabetes. And you think about that. People say, well, even the Splenda packet said this is, you know, good for people with diabetes. Well, you know, there are other issues. You know, these artificial sweeteners are probably causing all of these increases in disease, and certainly people need to be made aware of it, I think.
Mm-hmm. You know, we're stuck thinking that we can have such tremendous hubris to change our food supply.
Yeah.
And we don't really think about the consequences of that.
Yeah.
When we don't look at, well, gosh, maybe I need to be eating healthier foods and putting what I put into my body, I need to have it be, make sure that they're things that are going to make me healthier rather than less healthier. Mm-hmm. There was a Dutch, an article today about the Dutch wanting to invent foods that they want to prevent obesity by inventing foods. They want to tinker with the food supply to prevent obesity rather than looking at maybe we need to eat healthier.
Yes.
And then that won't be a problem. They're patting themselves on the back, talking about how they're going to make so much money inventing foods that prevent obesity, and not thinking that maybe a lot of the foods that have been invented already are helping to
cause it,
create
Oh, you're right. It's such arrogance, and again, it's amazing to me when you think about these things, just how screwed up people are, especially the scientists. They just love going, wonder what will happen if we do this, and there's much talk about that in your second film, Sweet Remedy, and I do want to talk a little bit later on about genetically modified foods. But, you know, and to me, it's just sometimes the simplest way is the best way. In fact, always, I'd say the simplest way is the best way. And when you start trying to play God by creating new organisms and new food sources, I think you're playing with fire. And obviously, we're all going to pay the price at some level. Folks, again, our number 800-313-9443. Let's go to Mary in Georgia. Welcome to the show, Mary.
Hi.
How are you?
Oh, I heard a beep. I didn't know what happened there.
That's the sound of you making it to the airwaves.
Oh, okay. Well, I feel like I'm between a rock and a hard place with this sugar thing. Well, my husband got cancer. I had been watching TBN, which I don't watch anymore now. But there was a preacher's doctor on there, and he said that cancer survived on sugar. So I cut my husband out of all sugar and out of all foods that turn to sugar, like potatoes, white bread, white rice, white noodles, etc. And I put him on the cancer fighting foods. Now, when he took his chemo, I bought him sugar-free Jell-O and stuff, because you're supposed to flush it out, keep them on liquids and stuff to flush it all out. And so, you know, it kind of, which is the worst guy, granulated sugar or artificial sugar? Now, he put sweet and low in his coffee right now, and I don't know if that's an aspartame product or not.
Well, before we turn it over to Corey for the expert opinion, let me say this, Mary, that you're falling into a trap here, and the trap is that it's an either-or, okay? That's not the case. There are always, always, always more options. It's not just Democrat and Republican. It's not just black and white. It's not just right and wrong. There's always, always, always additional options. But Corey, go ahead and address that, because I think that is a very, very common problem that a lot of people have, is that they assume it's either sugar or artificial sugar. And then by artificial sugar, you, of course, think of things like Sweet and Low, NutraSweet, Splenda, and so on and so forth.
It is. It's a very difficult issue. Sorry, Mary, to hear about your husband. First of all, I need to say that I'm not a doctor. I am studying for my PhD in natural health currently. But I haven't gotten that degree yet. So speaking from that point of view, I can only speak from what doctors have told me and such. But there is a natural product called stevia. And that have you tried that?
I've heard of it.
Mm-hmm.
That is something that is a natural substance. It's an herb that comes from China and Brazil, and it is spoken as safe for diabetics, and it can be, it's not a sugar, it's an herb, but it has a sweet taste.
I'm sorry, Mary, what did you say?
Is it sold in grocery stores?
You can get that in health food stores.
It will not be listed as a sugar substitute, though.
Right, and that's the strange and very odd thing about stevia, is that there were two strange forces that prevented it from obtaining FDA approval as a sweetener. Currently, it can only be labeled as a diabetic supplement.
Mm-hmm.
The first thing of those strange forces was an anonymous industry complaint, and nobody knows who filed the complaint with the FDA because it's secret.
I didn't even know
Jim
you could
Turner
do that.
Describes that in Sweet Remedy.
I had no idea you could even do that.
Yeah, it was one industry complaint, and it was it was not anonymous, but it was secret. And although the FDA felt compelled to act on that complaint by refusing to accept it as a sweetener, the anonymous complaint still will never be scrutinized. And then there were also questionable studies presented as showing something wrong with stevia.
Mm-hmm.
One of them, one instance, or several actually, Brazilian researcher Mauro Alvarez, I think was his name, identified a number of studies that he was involved with that made the FDA list of questionable studies. Now, the problem with that was that they showed nothing wrong with stevia, but they were on this list that just had the title, and you weren't supposed to look at the studies. You were just supposed to look at the title and go, okay, well, there must have been something wrong in this the conclusion of the study.
That's interesting. So it will be listed as a dietary supplement then, Corey?
Right, okay. Right. And I use that myself, and I like the taste.
Mm-hmm. I also, Mary, they have something called xylitol. Corey, have you looked into that at all?
Xylitol, there's been some controversy about that, but the doctors that I've spoken with have said that that's a safe substance.
Mm-hmm. It was, from what I understand, it was initially developed as an oral hygiene product that never really took off. But you can buy xylitol-based gum, mouth rinse, and toothpaste as well, and it is shown to actually have some health benefits as opposed to just not adverse side effects, which is always a nice thing too. Mary, how long have you guys been dealing with the cancer with your husband?
Well, he come down with it in 2002, and he was declared cancer-free this year in March, this month.
Okay.
But I'm noticing, now I don't know if your guest would fly with this or not, but it seems to me like I'm noticing he's been buying these Diet Cokes and Diet Pepsi.
Oh, yes, here comes the addiction. Hold on a second, both of you, please. Very, very important stuff that we're talking about here this evening, folks. Stay with us. We're back in three with more Frankly Speaking Radio.
In Matthew 24, Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." Fellow Americans, we are living in this time of Earth's history. People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs for your information. It discusses America in Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. These materials document the global leaders, political and religious working behind the scenes and their plans for us. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 1-888-211-1715. Again, 1-888-211-1715.
How are you preparing ahead for the events in the future? In the near future, we know there will be those of us that will not be able to buy or sell. Stoves & More wants to help give you the freedom from the systems of the world and from skyrocketing fuel prices. Stoves & More is a dealer for all Amish-built wood cook stoves that will give you an independence you need to cook and bake your food, dry fruits and vegetables, heat your whole house water system, and heat your home. These state-of-the-art cook stoves are nothing like Grandma's old stoves. They have large, airtight, efficient fireboxes that give you an all-night burn, easily heat up to 2,000 square feet. Whether or not you're off the grid, we have products for you from stoves to Staber washers and 12 and 24 volt refrigeration. At Stoves & More, we have the perfect products to complete your preparations. To the first 10 people who purchase a stove, we'll send a free copy of our newly released DVD, Getting Started with Wood Cook Stoves. Stoves & More offers the best selection at the lowest prices on the web, so visit us at www.stovesandmoreonline.com. That website again, stovesandmoreonline.com.
Wow, that coffee smells really good.
Hey, it's terrific, and it's healthy.
Healthy coffee. How does it taste?
Well, since healthy coffee blends are pre-brewed from organic Arabica beans, they're delicious.
Gosh, I had no idea coffee could be healthy.
Yeah, this coffee boosts your immunity, has 165 antioxidants for all kinds of health benefits. Plus, it gives you energy without a lot of caffeine. And since you're a big coffee drinker, I thought, well, maybe you'd want to know about it.
It sounds great, but how much does it cost?
Well, not much at all, really. A whole lot less than we've been paying for ordinary coffee at the coffee shop.
Wow. I'd love to try it, and I bet everyone at the office would, too. Where do I get some?
Just call toll-free, 866-222-3017, or you can go to coffeeking.biz. Ask for a sample when you're there, or get set up as a preferred customer with a 25% discount. I did.
Okay, that's toll-free, 866-222-3017, or coffeeking.biz. I'll do it now. Thanks.
Welcome back, folks. Glad you're here. You're listening to Frankly Speaking Radio. With us is filmmaker Corey Brackett, the gal who has changed the face of aspartame by exposing it so well with these two documentaries, Sweet Misery, Sweet Remedy. Welcome back, Corey.
Thanks very much, Frank.
Thank you. And Mary in Georgia was just asking a very important question about her husband seems to be buying diet products now, sugar-free products, and this is something that I think needs to be addressed. I was just talking to a good friend of mine just the other day, and he was saying how, you know, his dad had he'd always drank, you know, soda for a long time, pop as they call it up north, and you know, someone had suggested, hey, you know, you really should drink the diet stuff. This is really bad for you. So he started drinking. He hated the taste at first, but then he just grew to love it. And then it got to the point where they were trying to get him off of the diet stuff, and he was, like, sneaking it. Like, it was stashed in his closet or under his bed, you know, Diet Pepsi or Diet Coke or something. And there's just like this addictive nature, this I must have this substance. And Corey, you went through this. You did this for 20 years, right? I mean, you weren't stashing it, I presume, but because you didn't know any better.
Well, you know, let me put it this way. When I would go to visit my mother for a weekend or something, she was always one that would advocate everything in moderation.
Mm-hmm.
So I would go there, and I would try consciously to cut back on my diet soda consumption. But even so, I would ask her to take me to the nearest drugstore and pick, ironically enough.
That's appropriate, yeah.
And pick up about 3 12-packs for that weekend.
Wow.
And when by the time I left, her garage would be filled with recycle cans.
Oh, wow.
So, you know, it was very difficult for me to get off of it. I found that I couldn't really think or talk very clearly when I was talking to my mother, or anybody for that matter, if I had gone for too long without one.
My God.
Yeah.
You know, that's so amazing. Like I said, I've never gone through that myself, but I just, it's astounding to hear that.
Well, you know what I do right now for a refreshing drink instead of drinking that diet soda?
What's that?
Is that I have a lemon tree in my backyard, but
oh,
you
wow.
don't have to have a lemon tree. I just happen to be lucky enough that sometimes I get this big bag of lemons.
Mm-hmm.
And I cut them up, and I use my ice cube tray for several weeks in the season. Of when they're ripe, and I cut them up, and I juice them, and I pour them into the ice cube trays, put them in the freezer, and then when I want to have a soda, I drink mostly water, but when I want to have a soda, I use a club soda, and I take one of those ice cubes of lemon, and I put it in my club soda, and
oh,
I drink
wow.
that.
That's a nice change.
Yeah, I love lemons, so I guess maybe that's one thing that, you know, makes it easier. I eat lemons raw.
Oh, wow.
Sometimes.
You're bizarre.
Yeah. But I can have that drink without a sweetener or anything, but if I wanted a sweetener, I could put in, you know, I would put in stevia.
Yeah. Mary, well, what are your thoughts so far?
Well, I was wondering if these diets, drinks affect your memory, because it seems like my husband's short-term memory has been affected, and I wonder if it's because he's drinking too many diet drinks.
They have been associated with memory loss, especially the short-term memory loss.
Right.
I noticed that when I try to memorize something now.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, even today, I will try to memorize something, and I have a harder time, whereas I used to memorize things, boom, just like that, without blinking an eye.
Yeah.
But I never have a problem remembering, you know, that I wanted to get a necklace from my mother's house the other day, and I was able to tell her exactly what drawer it was in.
Wow. So long-term memory is good.
Having not been there, you know, lived there for 20 years.
Mm-hmm.
I was able to do that with no problem, and
so
sure enough, it was in that 30-year-old paper bag.
Wow!
In exactly the spot that I told her.
So your long-term memory was fine, but the short-term is definitely affected.
For me, yeah.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah, Mary, I think the key is what you just said there. I wonder if he's having too many diet drinks. Based on everything that I've seen and heard, one is too many.
Well, what I told him that. I mean, he runs around the house here, and he says, "Well, I just had my knife, or I just had my wrench. I don't know what I did with it." And I keep telling him, I said, "Well, you're drinking too many diet sodas. You need to get off of that stuff."
Yeah. I'll tell you what, Mary, we've had a gentleman on the program before named Colonel Joe. He's got 3 patents on the cure for cancer. Do you have his book by chance?
I ordered 2 of them.
Oh, good, good, good. Well, then never mind that diet crap, and never mind your Dr. TBN stuff,
right.
Which it sounds to me like you're not doing that. So good luck, and please keep us in the loop, okay, Mary?
Okay, thank you, Frank.
Oh, you're very welcome. Folks, stay with us. Our special guest, Corey Brackett, and more Frankly Speaking Radio. More calls in 3 minutes. Stay with us.
Mm-hmm. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places. Fellow Americans, we are living in this time of Earth's history. People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs for your information. It discusses America in Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. These materials document the global leaders, political and religious working behind the scenes and their plans for us. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 1-888-211-1715. Again, 1-888-211-1715.
We've all considered solar power at one time or another, and self-sufficiency will be your key to a better future. Ken Solar can help you get off the grid and become self-sufficient with solar power, and for a lot less than you would think. One of Ken's most popular items right now is the new solar power generator, for a lot less than you'd expect. This portable system can chop off nearly a third of your electric bill, a good start for any families out there wanting to get solar power for your home. Visit Ken's website at kensolar.com for free downloads, free videos, and how-tos, and of course, the new solar power generator. Use the coupon code RBN with your purchase and save an additional 10% off your order. Get a solar power generator now from kensolar.com at 239-677-3073. Again, that's 239-677-3073 or on the web at kensolar.com. Ken Solar, the home of all your solar needs.
Are you paying exorbitant amounts of interest to your mortgage lender? We as Americans have been led down a path of paying excessive amounts of interest to the lending institutions. Stop paying tens of thousands of dollars in mortgage interest and start saving. Our financial experts have spent 2 years and about $2 million on a revolutionary interest reduction solution that will show you how to pay off 100% of your mortgage and other debt in as little as 8 to 11 years with no change to your current lifestyle or spending habits, no increase to your monthly mortgage payments, no refinancing, and no out-of-pocket expense. That's right. Take 19 to 22 years off your 30-year mortgage. This is not a bi-weekly payment program or a debt roll-down program. It's much more. Sound too good to be true? Find out just how good. Visit interestreductionsolutions.com or call 1-800-281-5094. That's 1-800-281-5094. Ask about our free DVD and financial analysis report.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. You are listening to Frankly Speaking Radio. I am your host, Frank Whalen. Very excited you're here. Our phone number, if you have questions for our special guest this evening, is 800-313-9443. Toll free and worldwide, 1-800-313-9443. Her website, sweetremedy.tv, and the films Sweet Misery and the new one, Sweet Remedy. Please welcome back Corey Brackett. Corey, again, thank you.
Thank you very much, Frank.
Wonderful. Let's keep the calls going, shall we? Mike in Michigan, welcome to the program.
Hello?
Yes, welcome to the show.
Hi, Mike.
Yeah, hello. I tuned in kind of late in the broadcast, and I don't know if you mentioned what chemicals were in it or if it went by any other names and
that's
what they may be.
Excellent, excellent question. We did mention the chemical breakdown, but there's only three of them. It should be relatively easy to cover again. Corey?
Sure. Aspartame breaks down into three components. Two of them are amino acids, aspartic acid and phenylalanine. The third one is methyl ester, which is
wood alcohol,
the same thing that caused people to go blind during Prohibition.
Wow.
Okay.
And as far as other names for it, that's a good question, too. I don't know that, I don't know the answer to that. I know MSG has other names, but what about aspartame?
Aspartame usually goes by the brand names or aspartame, and usually it, in my experience, I've seen it as aspartame on the food label.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so the reason I was asking is because I was listening to another program, and they were discussing the very same thing.
Mm-hmm.
And they said that it, now where they got their information, I don't know, but they said that it's in hot dogs and lunch meat. Is that true, or it can be?
You're probably thinking of MSG, monosodium glutamate, which is also labeled as natural flavoring as well as other things. And MSG is a preservative, hence it would probably be in something like hot dogs, which just, you know, hot dogs don't die.
Okay. Yeah, and Dr. John Olney, who did research on aspartame, aspartic acid in aspartame, he also did research on MSG before that, and he found that both created lesions in the brains of mice in the lab.
Okay. I work with two gentlemen that drink at least a 2 liter of Diet Coke a day.
Oh.
Mm.
And one of them comes up to me 5 times a day telling me the same thing because he cannot remember he told me.
Wow.
And the other one...
You should borrow money from him.
Yeah. And the other one, he's got a constant tremor in his hands, and he's the same way. He can't remember what he'd done 10 minutes ago.
Wow.
And I was just thinking, you know, the first four symptoms I heard you mention,
mm-hmm.
those, I got low blood sugar.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what those come from. But you said, now, didn't you say it precipitates diabetes?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
And can low blood sugar be a precipitation of diabetes?
I haven't asked Dr. Roberts, who's a diabetic specialist and also has done a lot of research into aspartame, that particular question.
Mm.
I know for myself, I used to have low blood sugar attacks where I would all of a sudden turn crazy if I did not have food. And that hasn't happened to me in years, actually.
Okay. Wow. Yeah, because I've got that. And I quit eating all sugar, cake, pie, cookie. I don't eat none of that no more, and it basically just about went away. And I'm thinking all that the sugars and foods and stuff I was eating might have had that stuff in it. You know, I didn't know. That's why I was asking if it went by any other kind of name or...
Sure. Well, NutraSweet, you know. Equal, anything that's usually says sugar-free,
okay.
Meaning that, you know, actual sugar is not in it, but artificial sweetener is. So
odds
are...
they don't have to label it. That means that they don't have to label it aspartame. They can just say sugar-free, and it could have it in it.
Yeah, I would think so. But, Corey, you take this one, because from what I understand, aspartame has been legal since the 80s, but the food labeling requirements have only been in place since the 90s. Is that accurate?
The phenylketonuriac warning?
Well, I just meant the labels on all the products that stated what the ingredients were. I didn't think that was mandatory up until, you know, within the last 10 years probably.
Oh, yeah, there's something about that with Jack Samuels in Sweet Remedy. He talks a little bit about food labeling.
Mm-hmm.
I know that nowadays you have to have aspartame labeled as an ingredient in the list, but it's usually in that very small print. You know, you might see something sugar-free, and that might be the indication because that's in much bigger, you know, advertising-size font rather than the tiny little, we want you to miss this type of font.
That's what I was thinking, you know, because I know that's how they operate. So I have one question unrelated to the topic for the gentleman, if I may ask.
Absolutely.
Okay, now didn't you have a program on a little while about something called the Coral Castle?
Mm-hmm. I sure did.
Okay, I was wondering if that was you. I was listening to it, and I couldn't remember what station I had on, and that was great.
Well, thank you.
My brother wants to hear that, and I was wondering if I could get a tape or a copy somehow.
I don't know, to be honest with you. Thomas, are you giving me the network number? No, I know what the network number is. Is that what? Well, I'm going to. I'm asking what you're going to say. Okay, yeah. Anyway, sorry. Little aside there that happened to be on the air. Do you have something to write with, sir?
Yes, I do.
800.
Okay.
724.
All right.
2719. Now, that is the number to the RBN headquarters there. You can call them and ask to be directed to the proper person to handle that sort of thing. And you can purchase copies of the program, either in MP3 or in audio CD format. Also, I believe that there are places, probably linked up through our website at franklyspeakingradio.com, where you can get different sort of archives of different shows we've done.
Okay.
The guest you're referring to is Joe Bullard, who wrote the book Waiting for Agnes, and his website, waitingforagnes.com. But, yes, it's. I just spoke with him today, so very, very strange. And you know what he told me, Corey? He said, I've heard about that stevia. So we were talking about your films, Corey, so this guest and I. So.
Well, there's nothing wrong with your memory.
That was a great program. I got kind of riveted to what you was talking about, and I couldn't go to bed.
Good. Well, that's what we're trying to do. You know, Rumsfeld is trying to poison everyone to death, and I'm trying to keep them from sleeping. So hopefully it's working. Mike, thank you.
Anyway.
Thank you for the call, Mike.
Yep, bye.
Davis in North Carolina, welcome to the show.
Good morning.
Good morning, sir. How are you?
Oh, fine. Just getting older and fatter.
Me too.
Well, I checked on late, so I missed some of the program.
Mm-hmm.
I'm really interested in this. I need to ask your guest. I use Sweet and Low. That's probably going to tell me I'm dead, okay? Tell me about the different ones. Sweet and Low, Splenda, Equal. What's the story on those things?
Sweet and Low is saccharin. And that's actually a natural substance, but it has been shown to cause bladder cancer in rats. When Clinton left office, he was pardoning a lot of people.
Yes.
And he also pardoned the product saccharin.
I didn't know that.
As far as the
you can pardon a, I know you can pardon a turkey on Thanksgiving, and I know you can pardon criminals. That's just a tradition at this point. You can pardon a product?
Well, that's a little bit of a
oh yeah, simplification.
On
I'm
my
sure.
Part, but he basically said that you don't need to put the warning label on there anymore.
My God.
So that's why all of a sudden it disappeared with Splenda. It's a chlorinated hydrocarbon, according to the doctors that I've spoken with, which is similar in chemical structure to something like DDT.
Ooh. Oh, God.
Yeah, you're a dead man, sir.
I'm dead, that's it.
No,
but
Davis,
you had mentioned that you're taking Sweet and Low.
Mm-hmm.
I use it, rubbing in sugar, because somebody told me white sugar is really bad for you, so I quit using that. And got something worse, evidently.
And then Equal is the aspartame. So, you know, I would not, personally, I wouldn't ingest any of three of those.
Okay.
But if I was going to ingest one, it would be saccharin.
Saccharin, which is Sweet and Low.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe I'm not dead, okay?
No.
Yeah, well, you know, you're talking to me, and I haven't talked to anybody from the grave, so...
Well, Davis is a vet, so you know how tough those guys are. I mean, he could just... he's going to crawl out of the grave to make this phone call. But, Davis, there are many, many options available other than either sugar or artificial sweeteners. We mentioned stevia and xylitol, and I'm sure there's others as well. I guess it just depends. But I think a good rule of thumb is stay as natural as possible.
How about raw sugar? Raw brown.
You know, yeah, I've never, everybody says sugar is so bad for you. I have never seen anything in documented form that indicates the sugar is bad. Some people would say this, that sugar, for the most part, when your body ingests it, it does what it does with anything else. Any foreign substance, which is any microwaved food, for example, your body encases that with fat. Sugar can be the same thing. But again, other than that, I don't think there's anything wrong with that. And raw sugar certainly... you know, I've heard great things about that. In fact, that was sort of a friend of mine. She was not from this country. She told me that was her miracle hangover cure. She would just rip open a little packet of raw sugar and, you know, down it, and then she was fine. Go figure.
Well, there, there's another substance called just like sugar.
1979, but if I ever do it again, I'll remember that.
Yeah, I'm not one for the hangovers myself either. Corey, what were you saying, Corey?
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't
mean to
interrupt. There's another substance that recently came out in the market that everyone that I've talked to has said that it's okay, and that is just like sugar.
Like?
Oh, that's the name of it, just like sugar?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay. Sort of like I can't believe it's not butter, but not.
Right, but it's from what I understand, it's a natural substance.
Oh, very interesting.
What's the name of it again?
Just like sugar.
That found most of your outlets, grocery stores? Certainly.
You know, I think it's mainly available online. It's a fairly new product, so I'm not sure exactly how permeated it is into the supermarket structure.
Did you hear that from people you trust, Corey? Because my rule of thumb is never buy a car when it's brand new on the market, meaning a new style. Like, we've got this brand new engine that runs on gerbils, and everyone runs out and buys them, and then they do a recall or something.
Right.
You know, so just I always wait till something's sort of been out there, and then I see if any of the neighbors die off first.
I think that it was given a chemical analysis I think it was Dr. Blaylock.
Oh, okay.
Surgeon Dr. Blaylock.
Yeah, that's good enough for me.
Yeah. Yeah, and then
Spike
Crosby is also a big fan of it.
Yeah, okay. Davis, go ahead.
Let me ask you again about sweet and low. What did you term that as?
Saccharin.
That's saccharin.
Okay. Blender sounds like a nuclear weapon of some kind, you know.
Yeah.
Well, brother, that's all I needed to know. Maybe I got a reprieve. We'll be listening. You have a good weekend. Enjoy it. God bless you, brother.
God bless you, too, my friend. You stay strong there in North Carolina. I appreciate the call.
Take care.
All right, you too. Yeah, you know, and that's the amazing thing, and also the most tragic thing, too, Corey, as you mentioned, is that for so long, people have been basically told that that so many things were bad for them that they start looking at ways to be healthy without realizing, of course, the poisons that are involved in some of these substances. So, you know, thank God for your films, that's for sure. And, folks, I want to give out the information, then we'll keep going with our calls. The film, the first one, is called Sweet Misery, A Poisoned World. And this came out in 2004?
Yes.
Okay. And that's just astonishing. That's about an hour and a half and really just goes through the entire history and all the details about aspartame. And then the brand new film, I believe, Sweet Remedy, The World Reacts to an Adulterated Food Supply. This goes through not just aspartame, but also other things as well. And then really looks at natural health and different options and alternatives available. And again, how the FDA is trying to, of course, silence those people and those things. And folks, you can pick this up at www.sweetremedy.tv, or you can call between 10 a.m. and 6 p.m. Pacific time, Monday through Friday, this phone number, and that is 866-624-9710. And, of course, our phone number here is 800-313-9443. All right, let's go to David in Texas. Welcome to the show, sir.
Hello.
Yes.
David.
How's it going?
It's going well. How are you?
Pretty good.
All right.
I did a research paper on both aspartame and MSGs for an undergraduate kind of thing, and I'm looking at one of the articles I have here. The guy who asked about different names for aspartame, I'm not sure. I also joined in late, so I'm not sure if this was covered or not, but there is a disease called PKU. The real name is kind of hard to pronounce, like phenylketonuria or something.
Phenylketonuria. I practiced that for a long time until I got it right.
Well, you did a great job of it.
So there's that's one of the reasons why there's you know how you were saying that MSG is, you know, they can put it as natural food flavoring or whatever.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
Or there's different names that they hide it with.
Yes.
I guess because of PKU, if you see any product that says contains phenylalanine,
yes,
and it has aspartame in it.
Yes.
It has, so if you look at any gums, and almost, there's hardly any gums or anything, any mints or any of that stuff that you can find now without aspartame in it.
Yeah, we did actually discuss that as one of the three ingredients within aspartame, phenylalanine. You know, obviously, they would have to, as Corey was saying earlier, they do have to list that because of there is some sort of, you know,
because
legal,
that,
yeah, that they have to sort of adhere to that.
That's very true, though, David, that it is in almost every gum out there, even when they're not labeled diet, and that's something that is one of the areas where the label of diet does not necessarily mean that you have to. Mm-hmm. That not diet means that you can feel like you're not having to look at the label.
Mm. Let me ask you both to hang on, David. I appreciate this information. We'll keep it going. And, of course, Corey, our guest this evening, Corey Brackett, filmmaker behind Sweet Misery and Sweet Remedy, all that when we return in 3 minutes, folks. Please stay with us.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places. Fellow Americans, we are living in this time of Earth's history. People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes 4 books and several DVDs for your information. It discusses America in Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. These materials document the global leaders, political and religious working behind the scenes, and their plans for us. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 1-888-211-1715. Again, 1-888-211-1715.
Wow, that coffee smells really good.
Hey, it's terrific, and it's healthy.
Healthy coffee. How does it taste?
Well, since healthy coffee blends are pre-brewed from organic Arabica beans, they're delicious.
Gosh, I had no idea coffee could be healthy.
Yeah, this coffee boosts your immunity, has 165 antioxidants for all kinds of health benefits. Plus, it gives you energy without a lot of caffeine. And since you're a big coffee drinker, I thought, well, maybe you'd want to know about it.
It sounds great, but how much does it cost?
Well, not much at all, really. A whole lot less than we've been paying for ordinary coffee at the coffee shop.
Wow. I'd love to try it, and I bet everyone at the office would, too. Where do I get some?
Just call toll-free, 866-222-3017. Or you can go to coffeeking.biz. Ask for a sample when you're there, or get set up as a preferred customer with a 25% discount. I did.
Okay, that's toll-free, 866-222-3017, or coffeeking.biz. I'll do it now. Thanks.
Imagine a firefly, simple and innocent, the ability to light the night sky. The ozone layer, unseen by the naked eye, life-sustaining. Our ocean, primordial soup, breathes life. Bring the wonders of nature home.
Sole salt lamps, handcrafted from million-year-old crystal salt, will gently ionize and purify your indoor air, helping you breathe easier. Nourish your mind and body with soothing colors for deep relaxation, and neutralize EMF radiation, protecting your family's health.
Visit SOLAYWellness.com for powerful, simple, life-sustaining Sole wellness products, created from nature in harmony with nature.
Hi, I'm Isabella, founder of Sole Wellness. Visit us or call 866-497-0274. 866-497-0274.
Back, folks. Tail end of hour number three. Flying by. You're listening to Frankly Speaking Radio, of course. I am your host, Frank Whelan. Our special guest this evening, filmmaker extraordinaire, Corey Brackett. Welcome back.
Hi, Frank.
Hi. David in Texas, are you still with us?
Yes, I am.
All right. Go ahead, sir.
You know, I guess if it wouldn't be for this disorder, this PKU, I guess a small percentage of people can't metabolize phenylalanine, so that's the reason they have to put it on the products. I guess if it wasn't for that, they probably wouldn't even label it correctly.
Yeah, seems that way. Corey, your thoughts?
It definitely seems that way. You know, and it's weird how the industry will say things like that there's phenylalanine in meat and different things that we eat. Well, there might be 3% phenylalanine in those things, and the phenylketonurics have to be careful of those things too. But aspartame has 50% of the molecule is phenylalanine. That's flooding the system.
Wow.
So, you know, even people who are not phenylketonuriacs, there's the issue of having to deal with this onslaught into our system that we probably are not quite prepared for.
Wow.
Amazing Another stuff. Thing that... Go ahead, I'm sorry.
Oh, no, you go ahead.
Another thing I noticed in one of the articles, first of all, it was really hard, even looking into supposedly scholarly databases, it was hard to find objective resources that you know, wasn't biased one way or the other, you know. There was some stuff that was almost like written by NutraSweet or something that was so pro. And it's kind of scary because my father's recently... was told he was diabetic, so he's changing his whole diet, and we're going through, you know, this whole type of, you know, change of lifestyle with him to try to be supportive, and you know, a lot of the articles I read, you know, they're just basically saying that, you know, these artificial sweeteners are basically like perfect for diabetics and all this stuff, and it's not really true, and you know, most people who you know, trust everything that they read or hear, you know, are being misled by this stuff. And
very true.
So, you know, it's something real that my family's facing. And one other thing I wanted to note about an article that I found is that it says basically that critics of the industry-funded studies point out that the way that aspartame was administered in their studies is not depictive of a real-world scenario.
Mm-hmm. Well,
that the aspartame will degrade if it's, you know, like for beverages that are stored for 8 weeks or more at very hot temperatures or stuff, that it starts breaking, that like 3-4% of the added aspartame starts to degrade, and it has another name here, dietopiperazine or something.
Dietopiperazine.
Yeah, and that although a lot of, not enough research is known about the effects of that, but it's been known to cause bladder tumors in mice.
Mm.
That's also the brain tumor the causing agent.
Oh, I see. Well, we're coming up on the end of the hour here. Folks, David, you're welcome to stay on if you'd like, but we'll let Corey respond as soon as we come back. And Corey, you are going to stay for the final hour?
Yeah, I'm here.
God bless you.
I'm gladly I'm on the West Coast where it's a lot earlier than it is for you.
Well, you're very kind, and I appreciate that. Folks, and David, especially you, sir, if you're facing a world where artificial sweeteners might look like the best thing for you, I think I can safely say with full confidence, you need to have these two films. Sweet Misery, Sweet Remedy. You can get these, of course, online at sweetremedy.tv. And the filmmaker behind these films, Corey Brackett, back with us when we return in about 90 seconds. Stay with us, folks.